songs, no matter how many times you sing them. They just don't ever get old, do they? Those songs about the Lord. And that's the way truth is. You know, we're the songs that we sing about our Lord. This book has been preached. My goodness, can you imagine at the number of men over the last 2,000 years that have preached message on top of message on top of message? And we've not even, none of us have even scratched the real deep parts of this. Amen. Our Lord, the Word. Our Lord, the Word. Will take ages to come to show unto us the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness towards us. Just one subject. He's going to show us His grace and His kindness toward us. That's what Paul said, that in the ages to come, He might show unto us the exceeding riches of His grace and His kindness toward us. And that's in new bodies that He'll reveal that to us. Amen. You talk about being able to shout a while over His truth, over His Word. Amen. We'll be able to do it. We'll be able to rejoice the way we'd like to rejoice. And the way He's worthy of us rejoicing over Him, amen? let's turn back just for a little bit to Colossians chapter number 1. I want to go back and show you some things that God let us pick up over there. And so I desire your prayers, this evening, that God would help us. There's a there's a lot in this book. I know that, and I bless the Lord. In Colossians, chapter number 1, we'll read just verse 23 again. If you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which you have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. I, Paul, am made a minister. If you continue in the faith, I don't know how many times in the New Testament our Lord and Savior talked about if ye do these things, if ye continue, he said here, if you do these things, ye shall never fall. If ye love me, so I know that our salvation is not based on our works and what we do. It is not. It cannot be. Our salvation cannot be based
on one thing that you and I can present to God. When you, I guess the Lord is really in my mind and heart. I've thought about how much, how great the plan of God is. The scope of that gospel that we was preaching about this morning. And for God the Son to have to be made like unto us, to die for us, whom he created, to suffer the way that he did, and to give his sinless blood in sacrifice to God on behalf of our souls, and to wash away our sins. For him to do all of that and then to try to say then that you and I have to add to that for our salvation, that is doing despite unto the spirit of grace. I can't think of a greater insult. And I don't think people that, necessarily believe, there are groups of people that believe you can lose your salvation and then get it back again. And I don't know if they realize what a disgrace that such a statement makes. Christ had to, and that's why it's good news. That's why the gospel of amen. here's the way man likes to put things. He'll tell you the story, of the great victory, and then he said, but now here's the bad news. You have to do this and this and this and this in order to get it. Listen, that's not good news. Are you listening to me? Good news, the gospel, amen, is that the God that created us has come to redeem us and keep us and is able to keep us. The Lord even said that we're in his hand, that no man's ever plucked anything or anyone out of the Father's hand. Romans chapter number 8 says this, and it's partly, I wanted to reference it back to this chapter. What can separate us from the love of God? Amen? All these things that he listed, if you want to read there with me in Romans chapter 8, it's the very last verse. The last couple of verses, verse 38. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, the things that he created, all things were created by him. You got to remember that. Nothing that he created, no principalities, powers, nor things present, nor things to come. Listen, that's not now, that's not in the future, nor height, nor depth. That's things above heaven, that's things in hell and under hell. Amen? Nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature. I mean, anything that's been a creature, that word creature is also in correlation with his creation. Nor any other creation from God. Amen. Because he is the creator. Nothing that God has created shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. There's absolutely nothing that can separate you and I from his love. Well, that's good. Amen. Praise God. I mean, you need to get a hold of that. And all of his creation, nothing, not Satan, not all the angels in the abyss. Are you listening to me? No demon, no foul spirit, no amount of darkness. Amen. Could put out his light in your life. Amen. Could separate you from his love. Amen. That's right. My. When you talk about this love that he's talking about, that's that love that brought him here. Amen. That love that brought him here. That love that hung him on the cross. Amen. That love that endured the nails in his hand and in his feet and the crown of thorns on his head and the spear in his side. That love talks about when he had to look death, hell, and the grave in the face. That love got him up 3 days later. There's nothing that can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. It's all in Christ. Amen. Bless his holy name. Now, Paul said in Colossians here, and he's talking about that, the hope of the gospel. The hope of the gospel, that blessed hope. Amen. The good news of Jesus Christ. And I just now read that in your hearing in Romans chapter 8. Now I want you to go back, and we're gonna begin where I was talking about this morning about this gospel wrapped up here in verse 12 through verse 23. But let's look at this. He said in verse 14, in whom, he's talking about Christ now. He started in verse 12, giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Here's how he did it. Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. That means he transferred us or exchanged us from one kingdom to another. Amen. He translated us. Amen. He moved us from one to the other. Ain't that good? And he's like he raptured us, amen. That's what he's going to do one day. He's going to translate us from here to there. Well, already he has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. We are a part of a spiritual kingdom right now that these human eyes cannot see. But it's as real as anything that you and I can see right now. I'm going to show you some things right here. He said, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Thank God for his blood. We don't just in whom we have redemption. Bibles, they take it out. Blood. No, in whom we have redemption through his blood. That's the way. That's the way. Amen. Listen, I'll tell you what, some scholarly idiot that night in Egypt may have said, look, if you're a Hebrew family, you've got it made. If you're a Hebrew family with a door, you've got it made. Amen. If you're a Hebrew family and you like to eat lamb, you've got it made. Amen. Listen, and just left it at that. But I'll tell you what it was. It was any family that took the blood of the lamb and struck it on the doorpost. Because when God came over, he wasn't looking to see if they had a door. He wasn't looking to see if there's Hebrew. He wasn't looking to see if they were eating lamb. He was looking for blood. That's what he is looking for. Amen. I feel sort of evangelistic tonight. Amen. Praise God. Now listen, he said it, redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. That means a lot to a Hebrew. And it should mean a lot to us. I mean, even the forgiveness of sin. Praise God. We ain't putting them off anymore, boys. We've got them forgiven. Forgiven. Do you know what forgiven means? Think about what forgiven means. Amen. Even the forgiveness of sins. Praise God. We're not postponing them anymore. Amen. They have been forgiven. They have been put away. Amen. The sacrifice has been made. They have been clean. They're clean gone. They've been nailed to his cross. Hey, they've been forgiven, cast away from us, taken off of us. True forgiveness. You ought to search that this week. there's you something to do this week for you. I mean, really search out what Bible forgiveness is. Amen. I mean, forgiveness through his blood. Now he said, who is the image of the invisible God? The invisible. Look, listen to the language. Because it's important. He's talking about our Creator. He's talking about Christ coming from another realm into this realm. And he said he's the image of the invisible God. Now we can see in this realm the God that's in the other realm by seeing him in flesh and blood. And there is no flesh and blood on the other side. Are you listening to me? Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Amen? They're different bodies over there. The only blood over there, as far as I'm aware of, is the blood of Jesus Christ that is before the throne of God. Amen? And it's sacrificed. It's precious. Amen? It's precious. Now, he's the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. Again, that speaks of his birth here in his humanity. He was not created. Amen. He was born here. Born a man. For by him were all things created. All things created that are in heaven. There's things in heaven that was created. And that are in earth. Of course we know everything in earth was created. Visible things that were created. And invisible. Things invisible that are created. He created them. Things that you and I cannot see. But they're as real as this right here is. You listen to me? Christ had a body, a different body. It's a body that could go invisible in the blink of an eye. And it could reveal itself in this realm, in the blink of an eye. It is not hindered by the creation of this present world. It can go through it. It is of another substance, but it is a substance. He told Thomas, said, touch my body. He's got a body. Amen? Oh yes, he ate fish with them on the shore when they were out there fishing after his resurrection. They were pouting. You remember? I mean, he put it to them on the shore. I mean, and he ate that fish and honeycomb. His body, a different, whole different set of rules. Listen, he created it all. The creation in heaven, creation in earth, creation that's visible, creation that's invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, that's either heaven and earth, or principalities, he created them. Or powers, he created them. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things. He's before all things. And I don't think that means necessarily that he is standing before all things, even though that he is. All of his creation is before him. But I'm thinking what it's talking about right here is that he was when there wasn't anything. He's before all things. Amen? And by him, all things consist. Amen. All things consist. Think about that. I mean, listen, the person that you and I know as Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. The only begotten Son of God. I mean, he became God's Son. His sonship refers to his humanity. That's how he became God's Son. Amen? Born into this world. The Son of God. Amen? Think about that. God created himself a body. Made himself a body. But the Bible said he was a spirit being. Amen? God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. A spirit being. But even though a spirit being with a body. Amen. And he is the agent of God, if you want to say that. Amen. I mean to carry out the plan of creation. He is the spoken word. Amen. All things were made by him. Amen. Without him was there not anything made that was made. The invisible things are made up of material substance. Listen, just like the things that are visible. They're thrones, he said. Principalities. Visible and invisible. Angels, cherubims, and seraphims. Anybody seen any one of them walking around lately? But they're real. And they have a body made of different substance. Listen, his angels encamp round about his saints. No doubt there are angels around us even as I preach to you. Are you listening to me? But we do not see them. They are in a different realm. Their body that God has made them in. We cannot see it with our eyes in this realm. Not unless God did us like he did Stephen and opened these eyes to that realm. Talking about I'm not getting away now from that hope, amen, that blessed hope, amen, of the gospel. But listen, I want to show you these things. And so we have all these beings. They are of material substance. And substances are It's hard to explain. You know, a diamond is of a greater substance than just a rock. And, you know, platinum is a greater substance than tin. See what I'm talking about? There are some things made that are of greater substance than other things. And, I mean, through all the realms that, I mean, you and I, we're in this one. But there are visible and invisible. The invisible seem to be the higher realms. And the visible right here, where we are, is a lower realm. We're in a lower realm right now. But there is an invisible realm lower than us. Hell. The lowest realm. And it's invisible to us. But it's as much real. They're there. In some type of body. In some type of body. There are angels reserved in chains. Chains that are made out of something different than the steel you and I use. Are you listening to me? It's a whole different set of, I mean, what he has created. The substance. Are you listening to me? These spirit beings that God had created. The material, the spiritual. You think about the immortal body of Christ. And he said, I'm going to give you a body like mine. Immortal. This one is dying every day. Getting older every day. It's going to work a lot different when we get that other body. Could you imagine feeling better every day? Amen? I mean, only feeling it, always blessed. Full. I'm talking about spiritually. Amen? Amen? Oh my. I've thought about these things sometimes. I thought, you know, a man's going to have to probably stop and take a breath just to keep from shouting all the time when he gets up there. Glory to God's name. Now, if all these things are true that I've said of angels and resurrected human bodies, I mean, when all that takes place, we know Christ has a body, right? This is just a thought. It makes you wonder if the Father, who is a spirit, and the Holy Spirit, who is, of course, a spirit, and Christ the Word, he was a spirit, but now he's a body, a glorified body, it makes you wonder if they'll have some type of body, glorified. The supreme God. Listen, he is like light. He is so glorious. And I don't know the makeup of our God. I just know he's God. I can't explain God to you. I can't tell you he's got a glorified body the way Christ has a glory. There's no scripture on it, but I'm saying there's substance up there. Amen? There's a river of water, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God. Amen. That's like the rock in Horeb. Amen. Down there in Egypt. Just all of a sudden, water. water coming forth from the throne of God. Just as clear as crystal. Things created up there that's totally different. Trees with 12 manner of fruits. Foundations, are you listening? Stones you and I hadn't even ever laid our eyes on. Design, are you listening to me? That we cannot even fathom. You think about a mansion, you think about, I was watching something the other day. I mean, boy, they had some big ones, you know, Versailles over there in Europe. And you know, we've got one right up here in Asheville, you know. I mean, big old mansion. But I mean, and the design on some, listen, that's petty change compared to what's going on up there. Just his design. Are you listening to me? His design is different. Amen. The things that are spiritual, that are immortal, amen, that are glorious, glorified. The things in heaven, different than the things in earth. Amen. And he wants us to know all things were created by him. All this that we wonder and, you know, things that are, the Bible said that there were just mysteries, even here in earth. Mysteries, the Bible talked about. They're not a mystery to God. He made them. He created them. Have you ever seen one of those documentaries where they find them caves nobody's never been in? God's been in there. He walked in there in the beginning and said, let me holler this place out. They'll never find it. I was telling Brother Barry Rackley the other day, we had him staying up here, and there's a rock just out from the little a bed and breakfast that he's staying in. And, I mean, it was a big rock. It was as big as, what you'd say, that pew right there, long, sitting right on top of the ground. And I said, well, more than that, look what it's sitting on. He got to looking. The whole mountainside there was of one big rock. He didn't even notice that for noticing that rock on top. I said, you know what? I said, God might have a diamond the size of a cow under that rock and nobody will never know it. But God knows it's there. Amen. God knows what he's put where. Amen. He created it all. He created it all. Nothing takes him by surprise. And when you know he's the creator of it all, and all things are before him, he's the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. I mean, he goes before us, church. I mean, he ain't going to have us go through anything that he hadn't already went through. He's already made the way for you and I to cross death into the next world. Amen. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes. You and I will leave these bodies and this world and this realm and cross over into God's realm. Are you listening to me? Stephen did. I'm glad that's in the Bible. I'm glad that's in the Bible. They was gnashing on him. Listen, he got to the place. He may not even felt it, Brother Mike. He was able to take time to say, I see Jesus. Amen. Standing at the right hand of the throne of God. They was biting on him. I don't know about you, but somebody starts biting a hunk out of me, he kind of takes the words out of my mouth. But there he is. He's having a spiritual experience. He's fixing to leave here and go yonder. And he did. Amen. They got madder and madder, and he got further and further out. Gone. Gone. The hope of the gospel. Whew. Blessed hope of the gospel. Listen, there's answers to things that I don't have the answer. And, you know, I'm trying to talk with you a little bit tonight and just get you to maybe just think about things. If I ever speculate something, I want you to know I'm just thinking. I won't tell you that I know for a fact this is Bible. But if I see it in the Bible, I'll tell you this is Bible. This is Bible. Listen, I do know that there's a lot in this universe that you and I ain't never seen, and God created it all. God created it all. Amen. Listen, the aliens ain't going to surprise us none. Amen. Oh, where do they come from? We got to make room for them in the gospel program somehow. No, God would know about them if they were there. He's the creator of everything. I don't see anywhere in here where he says anything about that. There are aliens. The Bible speaks of aliens. That was me and you. We were alienated from God. Alienated from the commonwealth of Israel. In other words, we were cast out, unknown. Amen. Anyway, I want you to stand. I'm done. Bless your heart.